now. Hey guys, it is the 16th of July, and welcome to episode 72 of 4Play Anarchast. I am your host, Spire, and we are entering the depths of the summer 2017 season. Again, there's going to be a lot of shows that we're going to talk about in the first, you know, like three plus episodes into the summer season, so get ready. But anyways, here's the rest of the cast here. What's up?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
He's back.
I watched the anime.
Yeah, all the animes. And then, what exactly? Which ones have you been up to recently?
I have watched all of Maiden Abyss.
Yes.
The entire series. I watched it all.
I mean, if there is one series to watch, like, at the early parts of this season, it will probably be Maiden Abyss, because that's the thing that a lot of people are going to be talking about, right?
Well, Maiden Abyss is... I'm kind of looking forward to this ever since the adaptation was announced. And it's kind of the only thing I'm interested in this season. There's a couple other things I'll check out, but this is kind of
that. What about gamers? Haha.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. But, yeah, Maiden Abyss is the big thing for me this season.
So. Okay. Now, is it Maiden Abyss or Made in Abyss?
Made in Abyss.
Like Made in China.
Yeah.
But in Abyss.
You're Made in China, nerd.
Dance game. Anyways, Toast.
What
about you? What have you been up to recently?
It is I, Nier, and I too have watched the animes.
Oh, what's up?
Which animes?
I watched things that I said I'd watch that came out.
Like?
Yeah.
You said
watched
you...
like one, two, three, four...
No. The list
six
is
things.
Thank you, Toast. I appreciate that you watch animes 1 through 6.
If you ask him like 2 more times, I think we'll actually get to what the titles were.
So
what did you know that TQ season 9 episode 97 came out 4 days ago?
I know fucking damn well you didn't watch that.
I watched it.
He watched the Fate Apocrypha as well as did you watch Knights of Magic, like the anime?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you watched that. And we'll talk about that a little bit more.
I also watched more Token Ranbu.
Token Ranbu is there too. Yep.
Some of that Hajime no Gal.
Ah, yes, I really do need to watch that Hajime no Gal. God, I really need to watch that.
No.
There's so many meme series that I need to watch this
pervert
season. Hajime no Gal, and Tenshi no Sanpi. The gamers.
If you're gonna watch Hajime no Gal, make sure you get the uncensored version, because you'll get
There's
a bunch
an uncensored
of
version.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
You'll get a bunch of pink hearts everywhere, and it's kind of lame.
That's pretty funny, actually. Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty good.
And I also watched Isekai Smartphone.
Ah, yes, smartphone
cell game thing.
Yeah, I need to. I mean, I don't think I need to watch that so much, because I don't really want to go through another fucking straight adaptation of that series. I mean, it's like a peaceful series, but I'm not like looking forward to repeating it again. So but, yeah.
I also watched Aho Girl, because apparently that's better than imagined. It is the sleeper hit of this season.
Sleeper hit. Literally, nobody could see that Hiroyuki could perhaps make a comedy series. The man behind Mangaka-san to Assistant-san. Nobody could predict that he could actually make a comedy series. So,
would you say it's an instant classic?
Instant classic. Would you say it's better than Clown On?
I also watched Centaur's Words and Gamers.
<comment. laughs> That was very smooth, though.
That's, are you a politician, Toast?
Yeah.
I watched some things. Oh, I don't know. Was that 6? It sounded like 8.
Yeah, that was a lot of series, though. But okay, yeah. I mean, that's a decent amount of series, and we'll definitely talk about at least some of them in the next in the upcoming episodes.
But did you watch Sire Zure Children? Because that also came out.
Stop reminding me of series I need to watch, Toast. I'm feeling really bad about myself.
I watched it. I watched Which is there two episodes of?
Of what?
So yes. I think there are more than two. But yes, definitely but two.
Second
at least
episode
two.
Came out very recently. I
think. Okay.
So, I watched first episode.
All right. So with that in mind, again, we'll talk about all the series that Cus mentioned soon. But
what if I don't want to talk about eight series? What if I only want to talk about Aho Girl?
Yeah. That's a tough sell.
Well, you're fucking not allowed to.
Yeah, literally banned.
Wow.
Dark?
I watched Made in Abyss. I watched Knights and Magic. I watched More Hinalagi.
Uh-huh.
I watched Aho Girl. I watched the first 5 seconds of Gal. I watched the first 5 seconds of it.
Tenshi no Sanpi hasn't come out yet, right?
I haven't. It did, but I haven't watched it yet. Actually, I watched the first 5 seconds of that, too. I looked at the title art of Princess Principal and remembered that came out. Haven't watched that yet. Watched the first 30 seconds of Fox Spirit Matchmaker.
Oh, yeah, I actually have the first few episodes of that, actually. But I need to actually...
In beautiful Japanese.
Nipponese.
And I watched the first episode of New Game.
Ah, yes, season two.
New Game season two. It's too much so far.
Wait, what do you mean by too much?
They turn the characters up to 11, and I don't like
it. Yeah, well, I guess it's like... I mean, like, there's character development there, but it's like, the author also wants to run some heavy, like, you know, these are the pranks we get up to with the girls, haha, like, kind of thing. So I guess that part was a little bit emphasized, a little bit too much. Yeah.
It's getting a little weird, because it's not, it's much different from season one, at least for the first episode. Quick rundown, Aho Girl didn't really like it that much.
But
I also watched Restaurant to Another World.
Isekai Shippuden.
That's out. Oops.
Wait, tell us what you're saying about Aho Girl.
Well, why don't you like it, Dark? It is the sleeper hit of the season.
Because the comedy is pretty fucking basic, and you can see every joke coming from a mile away, and bananas really aren't that funny.
Yeah, that's...
It's like she's an Aho.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, Hiroyuki, I mean, okay. Let's be real. I mean, like, again, I'm not going to dump on Hiroyuki too much because he does scratch a certain itch for certain audiences. I'm not going to say that's me because it's really not.
Are you sure it's not you? Because
it's like a guilty pleasure. Yeah.
That's a lot of people, so me.
Yeah. It is so me.
Yeah. But this is the man who literally, I think his like doujin avatar is like a pair of panties. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, it's that sort of dude. So, like...
Are you telling me you haven't read his pretty good Saber Dojins near
God.
And Spire?
I think, yeah, too. No, I've read the Saber Dojins, believe me. But
you're saying those aren't funny?
But his jokes are very, like, straight punches to the face. And after some points, you're just like, okay, I've had enough punches to the face kind of thing going on, right? Like, so... Aho Girl is like a dumbed down version of Mangaka-san for anybody that's seen Mangaka-san or read it. That's a pretty low bar already. So, yeah, I can understand.
Is that like Man Girl?
Yeah, so, sort of. Man Girl deserves like an 8 out of 10 just for the title alone. But, yeah. Mangaka-san is very, very like straightforward. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like one like, you know, prank / gag kind of thing would be like,
so just a prank, bro.
Yeah, the mangaka is like drawing or whatever, and like the assistant is like helping, and mangaka just turns to the assistant, and he would be like one example would be like, oh, for my drawing practice, show me your panties or whatever, something like that, right? And then the girl like slaps him or does whatever violence, right? Like slaps violence, and that would be like sort of one section of like the one like chapter ish of like the comedy, and like, you know, like, I mean, leaving aside like the
assistant has a name, Spire. It's Ashizu-san.
Yeah, it's Ashizu-san. I forgot.
It sounds just like assistant son, if you listen closely.
Oh, I didn't notice that actually.
Thanks. Wow, wow. See, you don't get the
get it. Yeah,
you don't get the joke.
Yeah, I just don't get the joke. But it's very, very like straightforward stuff like that. It's like Seitaka Yakundomo, but even simpler. So it's like two level. Aho Girl is like two levels down. Mangaka-san is like Seitaka dumbed down, and Aho Girl is Mangaka-san dumbed down. So it's like. It's kind of a struggle, you know what I mean? Like, you can sort of like respect the straightforwardness of it, but then you also lose like 5 IQ points trying to like, you know, watch it. So,
I guess
sounds like a classic.
What I got is, well, I'll just say this. I mean, I don't think it's funny, but I still watch it.
I understand the type of humor they're driving for, but I just don't really appreciate as much.
It's pretty much the voice cast is carrying that anime. Aoyuki and what's his face?
Subito?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They're really carrying their roles.
You say they're carrying it, but Sugita, this might be one of the very few roles where I don't think he's really doing anything.
Exactly.
He's just there, and he's talking.
It's like, wow, Sugita's in this anime. I must watch it. And it's like, okay, he's doing a really good... Like, he's doing his thing. It's really good. Aoyuki's doing her thing really well, too. And that's about it.
Yeah.
That's it's awesome. Like, doing a voice or anything. He's just there.
Yeah. No, it's like Kana Hanazawa in her natural environment, right? Where it's like...
Man...
More on that later.
I'm not just pulling up this analogy to me, but like I'm actually saying like because it's like her natural environment, right? because it's her natural environment. She's just kind of being herself. It's like that with Sugita.
Yeah. And Aoyuki, she's like, hey, she's playing this crazy girl. Like she sounds just like Futaba in Persona 5, except crazier. I'm totally gonna check this out, and it's like, yeah, it works.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, right? It's like, they're just kind of in their natural environment, and it kind of works out.
And if it wasn't them, this anime probably wouldn't be as popular as it is.
Oh, no.
That's what I gotta say.
Aho Girl would be like, you know, like 500 BDs, like, period, for the entire, like, year. BD sales, so.
Better than one.
Yeah, okay, so...
One banana.
Gotta set those calls.
Yeah. Okay, so that was a long tangent, but that was pretty much what Dark had watched, right? And then as for me, I kind of was in weird shit. Like, the last, like, 1 or 2 weeks there was kind of weird for me, and I was kind of running around doing stuff, but I did manage to watch a little bit of Nanamaru Sanbatsu. I watched Koito Uso with Dark here, which, again, we'll be talking about in a bit later. Love and Lies, whatever.
Did you watch that NTR show? I don't even remember the name.
I did watch Next is a Trap NTR.
But I heard it's 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it too much. And then I also did watch Made in Abyss. I do plan on watching like all these other series that Tuss and the others mentioned pretty soon, because I do want to watch them. But, yeah. And I had kind of like a media blackout kind of thing, which explains why our podcast was delayed. For those of you who are tuning in through the recordings and stuff, we're doing this day late, so.
Weren't you just sleeping yesterday? Because I was sleeping yesterday.
No, I was in like a 24 plus hour like communications blackout, so I was not sleeping.
Did you get lost in the? Did you get transported to a different world?
To another world, yes, with my smartphone. That wasn't working.
Nice transition.
Yeah.
I was watching Melty.
But yeah, I also, there's been a lot of, like, visual novels coming out, and there will be also more visual novels, a lot of more visual novels coming out now, since, like, the bottleneck is loosening up bit by bit. But I did go through Libra of the Vampire Princess, which I'll probably talk about a little bit in my shoutouts, callouts, or something like that. Other stuff, it's like serviceable, but whatever. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And I do want to talk a little bit more about, you know, the series I haven't gotten to yet. So, with that
in
mind,
how can you talk about it if you haven't watched it?
Well, I can talk about it because I've read it, and this specific series I'm talking about